Some people rob for pleasure. Some rob because it's there. You never know. My name's Friday. I'm a cop. I was working the day watch on a robbery when I got a call from the Acme School Bell Company. There's been a robbery.
There's been a robbery.
Yes, sir. What is it?
My clappers.
Your clappers?
Yeah, you know those things inside a bell that makes them clang?
The clangers.
That's right. But we call them clappers in the business.
A clapper caper.
What's that?
Nothing, sir. Now, can I have the facts? What kind of clappers was stolen on this caper?
They were copper clappers.
And where were they kept?
In the closet.
Uh-huh. You have any ideas who might have taken the copper clappers from the closet?
Well, once I fired a man and he swore he'd get even.
What was his name?
Claude Cooper.
You think he stole?
That's right, that's right. I think Claude Cooper copped my copper clappers kept in a closet.
Do you know where this Claude Cooper is from?
Yeah, Cleveland.
That figures, that figures.
What makes it worse? They were clean.
Clean copper clappers?
That's right.
Why do you think Cleveland's Claude Cooper would comp your clean copper clappers kept in your closet?
Only one reason.
And what's that?
He's a kleptomaniac.
Who first discovered that the copper clappers were copped?
My cleaning woman, Clara Clifford.
That figures. Now let me see if I have my facts straight here. Cleaning woman Clara Clifford discovered your clean copper clappers kept in a closet were copped by Claude Cooper, the kleptomaniac from Cleveland. Now, is that about it?
One other thing.
What's that?
If I ever catch kleptomaniac Claude Cooper from Cleveland, who copped my clean copper clappers that were kept in a closet.
Yeah.